Episode 2306, Set Your Eyes on the Promises.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. It is time to get your leadership on track so you can go out and impact the world that you touch. You know what? Set your eyes on the promises. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. How quickly we forget how chaos can fill our days. Step away from what keeps you stuck and set your eyes on the promises. What if all you saw was a sunset? Seriously, every single day, all you saw was a sunset. Your day would always be ending. There would never be enough time because the sun was always setting. But what if you saw both a sunrise and a sunset? You would have the beginning and the end. Your time would be expansive. Perspective changes everything just based on what you experience, think, and take aim on. When you focus primarily on the negative mountains in your life, which I'm sure you have a few, I have a ton. We all have them. You got a lot of climbing to do when you have those negative mountains. Your hours are numbered and days seem shorter. That which you think you have all day for really doesn't even get a blink of your focus. Be honest. How many negative mountains are you climbing? Don't go life alone. Set your eyes on the promises. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Set your eyes on the promises. It's time to tend to the fields of your God-given dreams. Step into what God has given within you, the purpose-driven mom, within you, the purpose-driven entrepreneur. You're sitting here going, you know, but you don't really know where I'm at. No, I don't need to. God does. Fertile soil gives room for something to bloom. But you have to be willing to tend to the fields. Are you willing to do that? That means you have to be willing to do the work. So you got to set your eyes on the promises. What does that look like in real life? How can we apply this? Because it just sounds so easy, right? Well, it's actually simple. It may not be easy, but it is simple. That's why we call it the Kisses, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. Number one, rearrange your thoughts. This is where you shift your thoughts from defeat to victory. What you look for, you will find. So if you're looking for the loser, you're going to find the loser. If you're looking for the victory, you're going to find the victor. Who wants to be a loser before you even have the chance to win? Rearrange your thoughts. Renew your mind. Don't sit there and think, oh gosh, you know, if I just work a little bit harder, maybe I can get through this. But you know, I failed. Do you see how it sounded good at the beginning? And the climb was there, but then what? The fall was horrible. That's defeat. And the problem is you are defeating yourself every single day. And unfortunately, most of us don't even know that we're doing it. So rearrange your thoughts. Get out of your own way. Let God step in. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Set your eyes on the promises. Number two, be exceptional with an intentional attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. You've heard that before. It's awesome. Sounds great. But do we really take what sounds great and apply it to our life? Most of us don't. Just think if you ate all your food without any seasonings, and then all of a sudden you started adding a little salt and a little pepper, not a lot. Most of us are eating way too much salt, but that's for another episode. But just a little sprinkle. What do you think that would do to your taste buds? Whoa! It would wake them up. It'd be like, yes, something's alive. Be exceptional with an intentional attitude. How high do you want to go? It will all depend upon your attitude. If you're feeling kind of yucky and crabby just because you can, do you think you're going to climb very far? No, I don't think so. You could be a living legacy, or you can choose to stay stuck. You get to decide every day. Be exceptional with an intentional attitude. Say, this is what I'm going to do today. Don't try to do 50 things because they're not going to get done. I know. Ask my husband. He'll tell you. He'll say, you know what? Christine's got like 500 stacks in this house. And if she ever gets it up to her office, it's an amazing miracle. He's right. But you see, my office is an unfinished space. I don't have any complaints. I call it my seasonal office. It's great. When it's cold outside, well, it's a little bit chilly in there. But when it's hot outside, man, I can do hot yoga like none other. So there's benefits for having a seasonal office. But it's also a little challenging because I don't really have a specific place for everything. Believe it or not, I have too many piles all over the house. But you see, that doesn't slow me down. Yeah, sometimes it takes me an extra 5 minutes to find something because I know I have it. I put it in one pile, but moved it to the next pile because I had to get to this pile. I get that. We're all flawed in some way or fashion. I'm just telling you mine. But you see, my attitude is not wrapped up in my stacks because I can climb those stacks every single day. I look forward to the treasures I find. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is where I put it. It's like, yes, be exceptional with an intentional attitude. You can make the climb. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and you get to decide every day. And finally, number three, lift up your eyes. There are times in life where you have no control, but God does. Genesis 13, verses 14 through 15 says this, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are. All the land that you can see, I will give it to you and your offspring forever. You see, what we get caught up in are the problems. And we think that it's our job, our earthly job, to control and figure out how the heck we're going to come up with the solutions we need. But in reality, we need to look at our gifts and talents, and we need to go to God. We need to ask Him prayerfully. We need to lift up our eyes to Him and say, look, I'm stuck here. How am I going to move this? How am I going to be the shaker over here? You want me to make a difference? Then help me. But somehow, some way, we get in the way. Our ego steps in, or we think we've got it all under control. And I'm not saying we have this perception that we're better than God, but we do try to control the situation. What if we would just let God do His job and we would do ours? Wouldn't that be amazing? What if we let Him be the architect of our life? But too many times we're trying to rule the roost our own way. We're trying to, okay, I got this plan. I got this to-do list. Did you ever ask God, is that His to-do list for you that day? Have you ever taken your to-do list to God and said, Lord, here it is. Have your way with it. Imagine what that would do. Set your eyes on the promises. Give what is not yours to God. And that means everything. Because He gives you what you need. And He can, I promise you, He can solve your problems. But we get too stuck in our own ways. I know I've done it before. Oh, I've got this under control. And I'm like, yeah, so not under control. And I wonder why I'm frustrated. I wonder why I'm tired and exhausted. I wonder why I'm crabby and moody. I wonder why I can't even speak straight, let alone see straight, let alone then I got to raise a family too. I don't need to do this alone. God's got you. God's got me. Set your eyes on the promises. This is the day that the Lord has made. Don't run away. Take aim on your purpose-driven life. You were created on purpose for a purpose. It's time to create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.